If you were needing to write a letter or an email to somebody, and it needs to be an influential message, think about what it is you need to convey in this message, what you need them to understand from your message, from your letter or email. Think about it very clearly, very strongly, and as you're writing it, you keep this thought, the power of what you want this to convey, how strong that thought is. And if it's a request, how your request will be delivered, accepted, given. If it is about energy, love or kindness, or asking for something for yourself, put the thoughts that what you're asking for will come to you. But this soul that will receive this missive will agree with whatever you're asking. As long as you do it in a fair and honest way. You can put influence into writing very easily. If someone is sitting for an exam, everything that you write has an energy. Everything. And not only the words that have the energy, but the ink or the lead from the pencil or the ink from the pen has energy, and it takes it from your hand, and your hand takes it from your mind. So see how the influence goes through. If you believe in an exam that you will pass it and that you will write exactly what you need to write to be able to pass in a way that is understood very clearly, that's what you will write. But first of all, you need to get it into your mind that you are going to pass and you are going to write very clearly and succinctly, so it's easily understood. And you will pass and you will get a good grade. If you're writing a book or a dissertation, the same applies. Use your thoughts, use the power of your mind to influence what's going onto the paper or what's going onto your computer. You influence the computer. Remember, you are a source of great energy. So everything you touch receives that energy, whether it be electronic or paper. It matters not. You're far more powerful than you ever think you are. I think if us as humans knew how powerful we were, really knew how powerful we were, there wouldn't be conflict in this world, because no one would be vying for power. But when you're writing a letter, or writing an email, or anything like that, it is not, remember, if it is to have power over someone in a negative way, you will enhance that to come back on yourself tenfold easily. Always be careful of that. These exercises are to be used for the good and the good only.